Okay, good morning everybody. Welcome to our February all-age worship. This particular service has been put together and will be prepared and presented to you by many of our young people. People from our Sunday morning Sunday schools, members of Notelets, Messy Church, and the teenage group which meets on a Sunday evening youth. And so you'll see and hear and be aware of their contribution as we go on. It's time for our Bible reading this morning, and Thomas is going to lead us in that Bible reading, and it comes, well, he'll tell you where it comes from, I'm quite sure.
When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. They love to stand up and pray in the houses of worship and on street corners so that everyone will see them. I assure you they have already been paid in full. But when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what you do in private, will reward you. When you pray, do not use a lot of meaningless words as the pagans do, who think that their gods will hear them because their prayers are long. Do not be like them. Your Father already knows what you need before you ask him.
Thomas, I need to stop you there. You can't go any further, I'm afraid, because Jesus is about to explain how to pray, and I'm afraid this has been banned. If you had your eye to the news, what we're going to do next was banned in Britain just before Christmas, at least in the cinema. Thomas, thank you. Do you want to go back to your seat? I'm going to show you a banned video. If you think you're of a nervous disposition, you shouldn't watch it, please cover your eyes and close your ears now. This is what was banned in British cinema just before Christmas.
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those
who sin against us.
And lead us not into temptation.
For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
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 Shocking, I'm sure you'll agree. Well, we've heard that, seen that shocking video which banned the Lord's Prayer from British cinemas. What a fuss! 63 words. You can say them in just under a minute. It's a prayer probably said by millions of people every day. In fact, there are people all around the world saying it now, and now, and now, and now, and now. So what's all the fuss about? Why did the cinema try and ban it? Some members of youth have been thinking about the Lord's Prayer. Here's Gregor.
Our Father in heaven.
Yes?
Don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called you? I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father in heaven.
There. You did it again.
Did what?
Called me. You said, Our Father in heaven. Here I am. What's on your mind?
But I didn't mean anything by it. I was, you know, just saying some prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. It makes me feel good. Kind of like getting a duty done.
All right, go on.
Hallowed be your name.
Hold it. What do you mean by that?
By what?
By hallowed be your name.
It means, good grief, I don't know what it means. How should I know? It's just part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honoured, wonderful.
Hey, that makes sense. I never thought what hallowed means before. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Sure, why not?
What are you doing about it?
Doing? Oh, nothing, I guess. I just think it would be great if you got control over everything down here, like you have up there.
Have I got control of you?
Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I asked. What about your bad temper? You really have a problem there, you know. And what about the kinds of books you read?
Stop picking on me. I'm just as good as some of the rest of the phonies at church.
Excuse me? I thought you're the one praying for my will to be done. And if that is to happen, it will have to start with the ones who are praying for it. For example...
Oh, all right. I guess I do have some hang-ups, now that you mention it. I could probably name some others.
So could I.
I haven't really thought about it very much until now, but I really would like to be really free.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. Some victories can truly be won. I'm proud of you.
Look, Lord, I need to finish up here. This is taking longer than it usually does. Give us this day our daily bread.
You need to cut out on the bread. You're overweight as it is.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Criticise me day? Here I am doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden, you break in and remind me of all my hang-ups.
Praying is a dangerous thing. You could wind up getting changed, you know. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. You call me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep on praying. I'm interested in the next part of your prayer. Well, go on.
I'm scared too.
Scared? Scared of what?
I know what you'll say.
Try me and see.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
What about Beverly?
See, I knew it. I knew you'd bring her up. Lord, she lies about me and she cheated me out of some of my money. She never paid me back the money she owes me and I've sworn to get even with her.
But your prayer? What about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. It's not much fun carrying around a load of bitterness around inside of you, is it?
No, but I'll feel better as soon as I get even. Have I got some plans for Beverly? She'll never wish she did me harm.
You won't feel any better, you know. You'll feel worse. Revenge really isn't sweet. Think about how unhappy you already are. But I can change all that.
You can? How?
Forgive Beverly, then I will forgive you. The hate and the sin will then be Beverly's problem, and not yours. You may lose your money, but you have settled your heart.
But Lord, I can't forgive Beverly.
Then I can't forgive you.
Oh, you're right. And the more I want revenge on Beverly, I want to be right with you. All right, I'll forgive her. Help her to find the right path in life, Lord. She's bound to be awfully miserable now that I think about it. Anybody who goes round doing the things she does to others has to be out of it. Some way, somehow, show her the way.
There now. Wonderful. How do you feel?
Well, not bad at all. In fact, I feel pretty good. You know, I don't think I'll have to go to bed tonight for the first time in ages. Maybe I won't be so tired from now on, as I'm not getting enough rest.
You're not through with your prayer. Go on.
Oh, all right. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good, I'll do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where and be tempted.
What do you mean by that?
Change some friendships. Don't use me as an escape route.
I don't understand.
Sure you do. You've done it loads of times. You get caught in a bad situation. You get into trouble. Then you come running to me. Lord, help me get out of this mess, and I promise I'll never do it again. You remember some of those bargains you tried to make with me?
Yes, I'm ashamed, Lord. I really am. I'm sorry. Up until now, I thought that if I prayed the Lord's Prayer every day, then I could do what I liked. I didn't expect anything to happen like it did.
Go ahead. Finish your prayer.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Do you know what would bring me glory? What would make me really happy?
No, but I'd like to know. What can I do to please you? I see what a mess I've made of my life, and I would just like to be one of your followers.
You just answered the question.
I did?
Yes. The thing that would bring me glory is to have people like you truly love me. And I see that is happening to us. There's no telling what we can do together.
Lord, let's see what we can make of me, okay?
Yes, let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gregor and Hannah. Those 63 words are quite deep, and once you start scraping beneath the surface, you find there's all sorts of dramatic stuff and things that we need to take to mind.